Hello and welcome to Movie Thoughts. I'm your host, Dominic Tartamella. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're back again to hear me rant and rave about film, welcome back. So today's the big one. The last blockbuster of the year, right? I mean, pretty much. I don't know what else is coming out. I doubt there's anything bigger than this. And that is, of course, Avatar 2, or the full title, Avatar: The Way of Water. This is a movie that has been coming for years, okay? For years. We've heard about this. It's 13 years it's been, but it feels like fucking 20, if I could be honest. Love James Cameron. I'm a big James Cameron fan. Versatile director, a guy who's done a little bit of everything, and a guy that you fucking best believe in, right? I mean, one thing about James Cameron, he may not be your favorite director, and I wouldn't say he's my favorite director, and maybe you have some disdain for him, right? But one thing about fucking James Cameron is you gotta respect this guy, because he does things, and these fucking things make money. Okay, and he pulls these things out of his ass. He's got an interesting backstory before he became a director and stuff like that. But, you know, and he's got a history of doing great sequels, right? So that started, that history, with him directing Aliens, okay, back in the day. Sigourney Weaver taking over for Ridley Scott. Alien, a great movie in itself, and he went and he made fucking Aliens. And of course he did Terminator 2, the good ones, the great Terminator films he did. That's a different podcast episode to go down the spiral out of control of the Terminator franchise, the highs, the lows, the fucking generic quality of some of those films. But then he does the monstrosity that is Titanic, which is a great film. In between, he did things like True Lies, The Abyss. But he does Titanic in the late 90s and fucking makes crazy money, right? Then he does this film, or he creates this thing that we're all seeing trailers for it back in 2008, 2009, film called Avatar. And I gotta say, and I've probably talked about it a little bit here and there on the podcast, but like when Avatar was coming out, I didn't have any fucking interest in seeing this movie. I'm not going to say I did. I'm not going to sit here years later and be like, oh, I knew Avatar was going to be good. I thought, like I thought for a few movies in the past, and I was wrong about, that Avatar was like, I'm just going to fucking see that, you know? And I knew James Cameron. I knew the fucking legend of James Cameron at that point, but I definitely underestimated it. And shit, this fucking movie, that you got to give him credit. You know, when you really go back and look at that movie, yet again, whether you the same as you feel about James Cameron, whether you love it, hate it, fucking hate it with a passion, you got to respect the fact that he was able to create this film, not anything to do with any pre-existing IP or anything like that, and just fucking make this fucking juggernaut, you know, made this movie that is, you know, one of the highest grossing movies of all time. And it wasn't beat out until, what was it, Avengers Endgame or Avengers Infinity War. And then honestly, it's still kind of like neck and neck. Whereas like if they have a couple of good re-releases of it, I think it would get thrown over it again. So, but this movie came out of nowhere. It was something that he was working on since before Titanic, maybe after Titanic. The technology wasn't there, and he makes his fucking movie. So one thing about Avatar, I feel, as far as like visually, the whole thing is the visuals with Avatar, right? And we're talking about the original 2009 Avatar still. But the storyline is kind of second fiddle, right? It's been done before. People call it fucking a rehash of Dances with Wolves and stuff like that. You're there for the spectacle, of this film. the visuals, especially ahead of its time. You know, like, and that's one thing that Cameron has always been good at too. He's always been a little ahead of what the technology is. You know, you go back to Terminator 2, and he was doing Terminator 2 right around the same time, you know, that the original Jurassic Park comes out. And those are two films from the fucking early 90s that when you go back and watch them, for the most part, the visual effects still hold up. You know, listen, there's going to be some stuff that looks a little wonky, obviously, but, like, for the most part, the fucking T-1000 and Terminator 2, all that liquid metal shit, that holds up pretty fucking good. You know, Robert Patrick walking through the fucking prison bars. That shit's still amazing. I remember watching that as a kid. And, like, when you're young and you're watching a movie like that, you don't even comprehend, you know, what goes into it, right? You're like, what the fuck? Like, my brain couldn't handle that as a child. And listen, this guy's always been ahead of the curve. When Avatar came out, it was no different. That technology was fucking crazy. You know, years later, we see improvements as the technology improves. It's going to happen. But he's always been kind of like setting the bar with what comes next. So now Avatar 2. It's been a movie, as I said, troubled history. Well, not really troubled history. It was on a course, and it just got extended a lot of time. They were making this fucking movie, but I guess in some ways troubled history. I think they scrapped some scripts over the years, one in which I actually might check out. I think the original Avatar 2 script, they made into a comic. So I might try to check that out. So now it's kind of technically a prequel, because the whole story was reworked, so it's kind of a prequel to this new one, from what I've heard. But it was supposed to come out at some points. Then, like, I, as much as I love Cameron, I started to doubt him a lot too, because as the years are going on, it's like, hey, oh, it's coming out now, you know, whatever the original release date was. But then he was talking about like five other fucking sequels. Which he's also still talking about those five other sequels if you're not into the whole Avatar news cycle. But it was a little discouraging. Not that I was sitting around waiting for an Avatar sequel, to be honest. I liked the original. Definitely blown away by the visuals. I don't think I saw it in like IMAX 3D when I saw it, but I did see it in like regular 3D, and I picked it up when it came out on Blu-ray, and over, you know, more rewatches and stuff, I definitely appreciated it. I liked it more recently. I did get, what was it, a couple of years ago, they had like the extended edition came out. I got that. Adds a little bit more depth to the story. Overall, I like Avatar. It's not a movie that I constantly go to. It's not like a Star Wars for me where I'm like, oh my God, I love fucking Star Wars or something like Back to the Future or there's, you know, it doesn't have that kind of, appeal to me, but I do like it. And I have fun with it and I enjoy it. And when I do watch it, I get into it. You know, I was just recently, yesterday, I was actually rewatching the original. I went with the theatrical cut. I knew that I tried to prepare myself mentally for the 3-hour runtime of this, so I went with the theatrical cut, which is long in its own right, 2 hours and 40 something minutes. But the extended cuts, I think, like another 18 minutes or so. But as James Cameron said over the years, you know, he was talking about this movie, you kind of you know, lose a little bit of faith, because it's like, oh, it's coming out now, but I'm working on this. And like, one thing about James Cameron, he's not a shit talker. He's not a shit talker. He's not a bullshitter. I'll say that. He's definitely a shit talker, because he's definitely a little bit cocky and stuff like that. And you could either like him or hate him for that, but he's not like a bullshitter. And if he says he's doing something, he is doing it. You know, there are some directors, not to call Tarantino a bullshitter, but like, sometimes there's a fucking dozen movies that like Tarantino has talked about making and he hasn't made, and he probably won't make. So with that kind of mindset, when you're hearing James Cameron talk about, oh, Avatar 2, and it's got delayed, I'm going to do it this way and this one, and then we're doing five movies back to back, and it's going to, after I'm dead, or I'm going to do Avatar movies until I'm dead, I have mixed feelings about that in general. I mean, like, James Cameron's such a creative guy that although I like to see more Avatars, I would also like to see some other stuff he does. I mean, he did it with Rob Rodriguez, but he did Alita: Battle Angel, which was enjoyable. I'd like to see some more of that. But let's get into Avatar: Way of the Water. So, as I said, this wasn't something that I was anticipating, like counting the days, waiting the years. I'm a decent fan of the original. I enjoy it. I was definitely curious to see where they're going. I also am in the camp of, like, don't, you know, have 17 sequels planned with anything. You know, I think it hurts. Sometimes it's successful, but a lot of the time it hurts, you know, whether it's a different story, but the DC Comics debacle of trying to fucking do 25 movies at once and all that stuff, and just always trying to make everything a franchise, even with, like, you know, Harry Potter based on books. Then they did the fucking prequel series, whatever the fuck it was called. And, like, you know, they were already announcing 15 fucking movies before they even had the first one come out. It's like, yo, make a movie, make it good, right? So, like, even to this point, James Cameron, I mean, listen, Avatar made a lot of fucking money. It justified a sequel, right? Now Disney owns it. Now Disney has invested so much into it. At the theme parks, they have the Avatar fucking Pandora world. And it's fucking, if you've ever been to, like, Disney when they put all that fucking Pandora shit, it is fucking sick. It is awesome. I mean, like, it's real, like, immersive, and just going. I didn't go on, there was another ride that I heard wasn't as good, but I went on, like, the main fucking, like, virtual reality where you ride in the fucking, those bird fucking creature things, whatever the fuck they are, and that shit was crazy. There's a lot of potential and a lot of things they could do with Avatar. They're working on a video game, which could be really, really awesome. So Avatar is a franchise now. And finally, we have the second film in this franchise. And as I said, I wasn't counting the days. I wasn't sitting there going, oh my God, Avatar 2, when are they coming out? I can't believe they delayed it again. But I was kind of just like, anytime I saw that delayed it, I was a little discouraged. So the movie's finally hitting. And the hype is real. You know, I got caught up in it. I'm ready for it. I like these big event movies. You know, there's these big event movies that you want to go out and you want to go see as early as possible. And it's Christmas time. There's really nothing else out. As, like, you know, when Star Wars, The Force Awakens came out and stuff like that, same time of year, it was something to look forward to. So now with this movie out, I have just seen it. I made sure that I went for an early morning screening. I got out of work. I worked an overnight, and I was able to see it at like 9:45 a.m. because just going into a 3-hour movie, I don't mind run times. It's more about when you're leaving the fucking theater and it's fucking 3 hours later. So if you see it at 6 p.m., you know, it's fucking 9 o'clock, 9:30 after the fucking coming attraction shit. It's 10 o'clock. It's time for bed. Especially the older I get, it's fucking 7:30 is time for bed for me. I put on my fucking, what is it, Ebenezer Scrooge that wears one of those hats to bed. I put on one of those. I look like fucking Grandpa Joe, and I get in my bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'm done, you know? And that's on a night when maybe I'm even off from work, and I'm just fucking like, oh, Charlie, you got a golden ticket? If somebody gave me a golden ticket, I would fucking bounce out of bed like the freeloading sack of shit that Grandpa Joe was. But that's neither here nor there. Let me stay focused. First time you listen to the podcast, this is what happens. I go down, my brain is filled with a lot of useless movie references and stuff like that, and I get lost in that. But so I saw this movie early, and I'm a sucker. Listen, I'm a sucker for movie theater, collectible popcorn tins, and all that shit, and especially with big event movies, because in my head, it's like a little keepsake, you know, it's a little memory to remember the experience, and I take my picture of my popcorn and my fucking drink, and I put it, you know, up there on Instagram and stuff like that, because it's a memory for me. It's these little fun moments in my life when these big event movies coming out. So sure enough, I wanted to see this movie in IMAX 3D, because I'm not a huge, I love IMAX. I'm not a huge 3D fan. I don't really see 3D movies because a lot of the time they are disappointing and it's kind of like just gives me a headache. Doesn't really do much for the experience. But as I said, I think in the previous episode, IMAX 3D, especially with a movie like this, this is what it's made for, right? And the problem, I had, I also mentioned last episode, sometimes IMAX 3D makes a movie like better than it is, or, you know, it takes you on a journey in a theater that you're not going to be able to replicate at a later date. It's a one and done kind of thing, unless you see it again in IMAX 3D. When you're watching that movie at home, it might not be as enjoyable because you don't have that immersive feeling. It happened to me on Prometheus, actually, to bring up Ridley Scott again. I like Prometheus, the Alien prequel. A lot of people had mixed feelings. That second one, Alien, whatever the fuck was called, with Michael Fassbender reprising his role and stuff, was a little bit of a mess. But like when I saw Prometheus, I saw it in IMAX 3D and just being on the ship, and it was a really immersive experience. I liked it a lot. And when I watched it, on Blu-ray and stuff like that, it didn't really hit me as hard. It was kind of like, all right, it's good. I like it, but it didn't, you know, it takes a lot out of it when you're really in the 3D's good and stuff like that. But anyway, I went for the fucking Avatar 3D IMAX, 9:45 in the morning. I went to AMC, and if you go on AMC, it's pretty cool. They have a light up cup, a tumbler cup with like a straw and stuff like that, that lights up blue, which is really cool. And they also have a light up like popcorn bowl. That one didn't look as exciting, and these fucking things are expensive, so like I didn't buy both of them, but they did get the cup, and I had a free fucking popcorn on my account. So I got a popcorn, I got my fucking light up cup like I'm fucking 9 years old, and I sat there and I popped my fucking IMAX 3D glasses on, and you are transported to fucking Pandora. You're transported right back to that world. I'm not saying anything new when I say the fucking effects in this movie are fucking top of the line. They're amazing. The visuals are amazing. The fucking 3D works. And I'm not a fan of 3D. Works 96-97% of the time. You know, there wasn't a time where I also didn't feel like a headache or anything like that. I was pretty engaged. I might have popped them up on my head a couple times throughout the movie just because I was like, all right, let me take a little breather. I'll look at the fuzzy image for a little bit. But this cannot be overstated how like amazing this movie looks, especially like now the technology, you know, 2009 was a while ago, so the technology has like vastly improved. I recently saw like James Cameron, because he's shit talking. He was shit talking like Marvel and saying that Thanos didn't look that good and stuff like that. And I disagree there. I think Thanos fucking in those movies looks fucking amazing. He looks like a real person. Obviously, Josh Brolin did the motion capture and stuff like that. But this movie, like, and that was a few years ago now too. So now the technology's improved even more. But like, yo, these fucking Na'vi, They look real. Like, they look photorealistic. It's so crazy just seeing them, and especially, like, the water stuff, them being in the water, you know, the skin being wet. It's, to me, it was, like, indistinguishable than looking at, like, somebody's, you know, fucking your arm being wet after getting out of the pool. Like, it looked that real, the way the light was hitting everything. It's fucking crazy. You can't, as far as that, the spectacle of it, it's amazing. It really is. And it's like, it's something to be seen on a big screen. You know, the whole thing with the running time, it is 3 hours and 10 minutes, I think, total with the credits and stuff like that. It has a good pace. I got to say, it has a good pace to film. It doesn't feel like 3 hours. You know, I didn't feel like I was sitting in there for 3 hours. The first 2 hours definitely fly by. I think it was a little bit after the 2 hour mark where I started feeling the time a little bit, where I was like, okay, like, and now, I mean, while I was watching the movie, there wasn't anything that was like noticeably dragging or could like, you know, I'd have to rewatch it and see, but like, or could be snipped out of the film. But at the end of the day, it is a 3 hour movie. So around the 2 hour 10 mark, I started getting a little bit like, all right, it didn't take me out of the film. The film is engaging. So the visual effects alone will get you into this film. yet again, no different from the first Avatar. The storyline is pretty simple. It's, I mean, I'm going to be spoiler free in this, but like, it's a fucking, you know, it's kind of the same. I don't want to say it's the same, but it's a similar story to the original. They're fighting essentially the same people. There's a way that they bring back certain characters, and they explain that. I mean, if you've seen the trailers and stuff like that, you know Stephen Lang, who was the colonel in the last film, is back. If you know the first film, you know he took fucking two arrows to his chest. He is back in Avatar form, but you find that out rather quickly, and that's how he is brought back. There's a little bit more insight to that and why he's back and how they brought him back and stuff like that. But so it's basically, you know, he's going after revenge, and he's going after Jake Sully and continuing the war that they had in the last movie. And the plot unfolds that way. And then basically Sully and family have to kind of get the hell out of there. So they go to this village with the water avatar people, which, I don't know, they're a little bit greener. they got thicker biceps and arms and forearms and tails and stuff like that. And it's cool. All the water stuff is cool. I mean, like, yet again, the water visuals are cool. But as far as the story, and I'm not going to sit here and shit on the story, I think it's definitely very reminiscent of the original. You know, there's nothing here that you're going to say. Like, there's stuff you're going to predict. You know, there's stuff you're going to feel like, okay, this is going to happen. Or because it's not like the most amazing. It's not the greatest story ever told. But visually, it tying into that. And it's a story about family. You know, Jake's got a family now. They show like a little recap of what transpired in the years and stuff like that. And you catch up a little bit. And most of the people return here. You got Zoe Saldana's back. As I said, Stephen Lang's back. And Stephen Lang, he's a great fucking bad guy. Even rewatching the first one, he's such a great bad guy. And he's popped up in a lot of like bad 90s action movies and stuff like that. And I always knew him from that stuff. Obviously, in later years, he's gotten a little bit more mainstream movies like Don't Breathe and Avatar. But like, go back and go revisit some of his action movies. I know he's in like one with, I think, Steven Seagal called like Fire Down Below. Ridiculous. He just plays such a good scumbag. and I love it. I love him for it. And, you know, so we got Sam Worthington back. We have some new cast members. Kate Winslet, obviously, working again with James Cameron for the first time since Titanic. And she plays, I thought her role was going to be a little bigger. She's kind of, I want to just call him the water avatar. The water Navi. Let's call him the water Navi. She, because I don't know their fucking name, but she's one of them. And, you know, she doesn't really get a lot. I was waiting for her to pop up, and I'm like, oh, is she going to be a human character? Is she going to be a fucking avatar right off the bat? Because I didn't watch a lot of trailers and stuff like that. But she is a Navi, and, like, I was looking out for her the whole movie, like, the first hour. She pops up probably around where the first hour mark is done. And, you know, she's good. She just doesn't – she's not in a lot of it. I was hoping she was going to be in more of it. You got Cliff Curtis, who, you know, he's in a bunch of things. He plays her husband. the funny thing is, I just have to bring this up because I'm going over the cast list, and I was Googling the cast list before. If you Google, I don't know how long it's going to be on, but I also put it on Twitter. But like, if you Google the cast list right now for Avatar 2, for some fucking reason, six people in. Like, it's like Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, Sigourney Weaver, who I'll talk about in a minute, Kate Winslet, Stephen Lang, and then the sixth person is just Vin Diesel's fat potato head's there, and it says Vin Diesel. Like, he's not in the movie. I had to almost, like, go check. I had to research, because I'm like, did Vin Diesel somehow end up in Avatar Way of the Water, and I missed it? What are you doing? It's not about the water. It's about family. I don't know. I was like, did I had to go frame by frame when the Blu-ray comes out and check if I see like a fat blue head in the background? I'm sorry. I apologize for Vin Diesel, but he's got a big potato head. Gotta love him though. Gotta love Vin Diesel sometimes. But yeah, go Google that just for kicks. But as I was talking about the cast, excuse me, dying. Vin Diesel's choking me to death. He just kicked in my door. So anyway, returning cast members. Sigourney Weaver plays an interesting part. She plays a different character. And I'm not going to go into spoilers with the character, but she's actually like a teenager. There's some relation to her original character. You can watch it and find out. And they kind of leave some mysteries open, left to be open in the next film. But she plays it good. She's playing a teenager. And who doesn't love Sigourney Weaver? Obviously, she was great in the first Avatar. And she's cool in this. There's also some flashbacks and stuff seeing her original character. So you get that. But I was fully engaged in this film. I mean, I gotta say, and yet again, this comes back to like the story, because I know the story is just like the first Avatar. It's not gonna, if you go and you look at the actual story, it's not the most amazing thing, but it's enough to that you're engaged. It's kind of typical. Like I said, character wants revenge, fuck some shit up, they gotta go here. And then, of course, it's all leading up to this big battle that happens at the end and stuff like that. And there's a lot of newer characters because the kids they have now. And I don't know who the fucking actors were, because I don't know. They're all fucking Avatar people. I'm not going to go and go through all these people, but they were all good. Honestly, if you watch this film though, like the older characters, Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana and stuff like that, they kind of take a back seat to the newer, younger characters. And there's a lot of dynamic with them. And it was enjoyable. I got to say, it was enjoyable. The IMAX 3D, I would highly recommend. If you're going to see this movie in a movie theater, I would say go see it IMAX 3D. If 3D is not for you completely and you fucking hate it, I understand. Go see a 2D thing, because I'm not. If I see it again, I don't know. Like, I got to see how I sit on it now after a couple days. I'm not in a rush to go see it again. I don't even know if I saw the first Avatar in theaters more than once. I might have, because I might have seen it with like my brother and maybe somebody else at one point. But I'll see how I feel. If I'm going again and I go alone, I'll probably just see it in 2D, maybe. If I go and like, I didn't want to drag anybody to this. You know, I didn't want to drag my fiance to this. She's seen the first Avatar. She's not a big fan of giant runtimes, so I didn't want to drag her to see it, but I think it's good enough, and if she's intrigued enough, like, I'll recommend we go see it. So then maybe in that case I'll go see it in 3D IMAX again. But it's a movie theater film, you know. This is like, it's one of those things you're watching it and you're like, wow, like, this is why fucking the theaters need to exist for stuff like this, because you don't get the same effect. I was watching Avatar last night or the night before on Blu-ray, and listen, it looks great. It's great, but like, the immersive experience of sitting there, and especially when 3D is done right with the IMAX, it's fucking great. The score is great. You know, the original composer, I think, I'm forgetting his name right now. The original composer for Avatar, you also did Titanic and stuff like that. He passed away. So the score is just kind of like, it's a new composer, but they kind of rehash some of the older themes. But yeah, that and the all the water stuff definitely enhances, adds some more to this universe. There's definitely some cool things they could do. You also get Edie Falco is in this fucking movie. She's in a small role, but she's in this film. She's a bad guy, I guess I could say. And hopefully there's more of her in maybe the next film. Now, that's the thing. So what is the deal? The word is that they finish pretty much the third one. Like, the photography, principal photography. Obviously, they're doing, like, the visual effects. It's going to take them a while. But will this movie make enough money to justify more sequels? Because the third one is coming out regardless. I think it's coming out in 2 years. I think that's what James Cameron's plan was. All right, this one took fucking 13 years. But now the other sequels are going to take 2 years each. So it's going to be 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. I've heard mixed things, but pretty much like, if this doesn't make enough money and the third one doesn't make enough money, then it'll end there. And if it does justify the existence of the others, 4 and 5 will come out and will conclude the story. Do we need five avatars? I don't know. I mean, this is good. It was nice to go back to that world. It was nice to see those characters, to see how the they have evolved. And like I said, there's a lot of big family an element to this. There's more family. Maybe that's why they put Vin Diesel in the cast list, because this movie has a lot to do with family. Okay, it's got a lot to do with it. But it's definitely cool to see what happened there, and I definitely want to see more. This doesn't end on a cliffhanger, which I'm thankful for that, because I was worried it was going to end on some kind of fucking cliffhanger, but it does end with a lot of things open. I mean, there's a lot of paths they could go and stuff like that. Who dies, who lives, and all that shit. What we could see next. But listen, I'll definitely be there for Avatar 3. And I'll most likely rewatch this movie soon. I enjoyed it enough to say that I will add it to the collection. But I don't know. We'll see after 3 if, like... I mean, dude, 5 is a lot of fucking movies. You know, 3, having a trilogy, there's a lot to be told in just a trilogy. So having 5 movies, I don't know. We'll see what happens with Avatar. I think now it just, I'm very curious, as I've said on past episodes, like I want to see how much money this movie's going to make. Because James Cameron even said, like, he needs to make like fucking $2 billion or something for it to start making profit. So that's ridiculous. So I'm just wondering how the opening weekend is going to go. Now, Avatar was a movie, when it came out in 2009, that it was more of a longevity thing. It didn't make like crazy numbers, I don't think, in the first week or anything like that. I think it was one of those movies that it just had staying power, and it just like slowly word of mouth and stuff like that, and everybody going out and seeing it, and it fucking blew the doors off. So this could be a similar situation, right? I mean, it's Christmas time. People get together with their families, they do things, oh, let's go to the movies, go see Avatar, keep hearing about Avatar, so it might be one of those things. I got into the hype, you know, the trailers, the fucking glowing cup and stuff like that. I ran out, I was like, I gotta go see Avatar, because, I don't know, I might not get a chance to see it during the holidays and stuff like that, so I'd like to see it as soon as possible. But yeah, I recommend it. I think it's good. There's a moment in there I can't help but bring up, and I'm going to bring it up. It's not really a spoiler, but it just reminded me of Austin Powers' Mojo, okay, from The Spy Who Shagged Me. If you know what I'm talking about, when they suck out Austin Powers' Mojo, there's a scene in there. You find out what I'm talking about, and you let me know when you realize it, but I don't know. It just brought me back to that. But there's some cool stuff with these fucking big whales and shit like that, all the underwater shit. Really cool. I gotta look up. I mean, like, I kind of know how they filmed this, but they were in like fucking whatever suits and water and actual water and stuff like that. But it's fucking, it's an achievement in itself. It really is. James Cameron, as I said earlier, whether you fucking like him, you hate him, this guy fucking, he makes stuff that like is fucking amazing. Any way you look at it. It's fucking amazing. You don't like the story, whatever the fuck. It's engaging enough. You know, I didn't get bored. I didn't sit there going, oh my God, when is this fucking movie going to be over? And that's probably one of the longest movies I've sat in a theater for. I saw The Irishman in a theater, and that's 3.5 hours. So it had 20 minutes on this. But like, to sit there for 3 hours and not get bored and not, that's fucking an achievement in itself. And I didn't have to go to the fucking bathroom. And I drank a slushie. I drank a blue slushie in honor of the movie. And I didn't have to go pee or shit or anything. So that worked out for me. Towards the end, maybe the last 20 minutes, I maybe got a little twinkle of piss feeling, but I held it. And I made it through. So James Cameron should be proud that I did not miss anything from this movie. But will you guys and gals be checking out Avatar 2? Do you not care? I don't know. Let me know in the comments or whatever the fuck. Check me out on Instagram, Twitter, fucking TikTok, Dom Solo Reels. Check out the other episodes of the podcast if this is the first time you're listening. And let me know if you did like it. I mean, shit. Avatar 2 is finally a thing. And I liked it. I liked it. There's definitely a lot more they could do in the next film. But is it going to feel like... I'm curious to see, like... Because this one feels like there's more to come. Being the second film. And the way it ends. Am I going to watch the third one in a couple years? Is it going to have that feeling where I want more and I'm still intrigued? Or is it going to be like, that's the thing. Time will tell. Hopefully they can keep the 2 years, the 2 year mark on. And yeah, that's it. Avatar 2, I definitely highly recommend going to the theater, checking it out. As I said, IMAX 3D. I think as a movie theater enthusiast, I could say that positively. You should go check this out in the movie theater. Don't fucking wait for like a home release. Go check it out. And if it's too fucking long for you, I don't know, walk out. What am I going to tell you? That's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Good night.